Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are some stories to start your day. Health Canada actively working to get Canadians involved in spotting fake information about COVID-19. Health Canada has issued guidelines on how people should react when seeing COVID-19 misinformation on social media. The guidelines ask the reader to consider whether the source of the social media information is reliable before sharing it. Is it the sort of information that can be verified by a second source? The latest statement from Health Canada is one of several similar efforts this year to address the misinformation, disinformation efforts by some individuals on social media who believe they know differently from the majority of medical scientists. For the full story, click here. Elizabeth Fry Society to operate new shelter for women. The City of Greater Sudbury and the Elizabeth Fry Society of Northeastern Ontario are in the process of creating a women's shelter for Sudbury, as a result of the City Council's unanimous decision to ask administration to come up with a plan to house vulnerable residents. That plan was presented as a report to Council on November 23, and included ideas related to funding for those who wish to return to home communities, a master lease program with a private landlord, renovations to existing social housing units and using motel rooms as bridge housing. The report also included information about the possibility of a 9-unit women's shelter, located within 3 kilometers of downtown. For the full story, click here. Neighborhood Food Drive helps Sudbury Food Bank. It's amazing what a neighborhood can achieve when it puts its mind to it. Covewood Crescent is full of people with open hearts and giving hands, and they're doing their best to help the city's vulnerable population. Ed Jessup, a resident of Covewood Crescent, believes many people want to do good, but just don't know how to start. He said it only took him about an hour and a half to complete a recent food drive, with a letter delivered to each of the 25 houses in the neighborhood. Jessup collected the donations and then delivered them to the Sudbury Food Bank. In their food drive, not only did they donate more than 20 full shopping bags of food, but over $500 in checks, cash and gift cards. The residents of Covewood Crescent are now urging other streets, apartment buildings and townhouse complexes to establish their own food drive, said Jessup. The need for food isn't going to go away soon. Whenever you have your food drive, it will be greatly appreciated. Ontario reports 1,184 new COVID cases Sunday, December 5. Public Health Ontario has reported 1,184 new COVID-19 cases in its latest report, December 5. Today's update also includes 609 new recoveries and 0 deaths. Of the new cases reported today, 557 were unvaccinated people, 22 were partially vaccinated, 536 were fully vaccinated, and 69 are listed as vaccination status unknown, missing health card information. 8,111 active cases, up from 7,536 yesterday. 140 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Ontario, down from 284 yesterday. Asterisk note. Not all hospitals report data on the weekend. For the full story, click here. Confusion at Canadian airports. Few details on COVID-19 testing rules for travelers. Edmonton. Confusion has been growing at some Canadian airports that say they want more direction from the federal government since it changed COVID-19 testing rules for travelers. As health officials from around the world warned about the new Omicron variant, Ottawa announced earlier this week that all air passengers entering Canada, except those from the United States, need to be tested upon arrival and isolate until they get their results. The rule also applies to those who are fully vaccinated against the virus. But there have been few details on when testing will start. For the full story, click here. Living Nativity returns to Science North December 20-24. All Nations Church has announced they will once again be presenting the Living Nativity, now in its 34th year. The Living Nativity will occur nightly at Science North from December 20-24, with the presentation starting at 7:30 p.m., but open to the public at 6:30 p.m. There is no cost to attend, but all attendees are invited to come early and enjoy the beautiful Christmas lights put up by the Sudbury Charities Foundation, and make a donation if you are able. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, many in the community were not able to experience this Christmas tradition, and All Nations Church is excited to be bringing it back. This year there will be outdoor seating at the original location of Science North, and organizers will be working closely with Public Health Sudbury and districts to ensure that every precaution is taken to ensure the safety of all attendees, cast members and volunteers. They are also excited to bring a special fireworks display on Christmas Eve. Heavy snowfall on Monday to start the week. Environment Canada has issued a snowfall warning for Greater Sudbury and vicinity on Sunday that will carry on to Monday. The snow is projected to change to a few flurries or a few rain showers in the morning. There is a risk of freezing rain in the morning as well. During the day, the Greater Sudbury region will experience a high of 1°C with wind chill making it feel like -13°C. In the evening it will be mainly cloudy with a few flurries. Local blowing snow early in the evening, and temperatures will be at a low of -18°C and -23°C overnight.